You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Good evening again, everyone. We're going to be continuing our study in Psalm 119. And we are on verse 105 of Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And this word of God gives light to us wherever we are. It illuminates also wherever we are going. So the word of God is our guide. And we need the word inside of us so that we can have guidance on our journey. Psalm 119 verse 106 said, I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. So the psalmist said, I have made an oath and confirmed it that I will obey your righteous laws. So we have to make up in our minds to obey the laws of God and make sure that each day we live according to his word. We can do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 119 verse 107 said, I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. The psalmist was saying, I am severely wounded. Let your words bring life to me, O Lord. And many times in this life, we might be wounded. Sometimes it's emotional wounds, mental, physical wounds. But in all of what we are going through, we can call upon the name of the Lord. The psalmist called and said, Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. For the word of God has power to revive us. Let your word bring life to me, O Lord. And we want to ask the Lord to allow his word to bring life to us. So it doesn't matter what situation we are in, whatever we are going through, we can find that life. We can be revived through the power of the word. Psalm 119 verse 108 said, Accept, I pray, the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord. And teach me your judgment. So the psalmist was asking the Lord, begging him to accept the praise from his mouth and to instruct him according to his word. And we need to ask the Lord to accept our praises. Is our praises acceptable to the Lord? Let us come to him with a true heart. And we know that when we come to him with a true heart, our praises will be acceptable to him. Psalm 119, 109 says, My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your laws. What the psalmist was saying here is that I am burdened with cares, with the cares of this life, but I still remember your word. Many times we are burdened down with the cares of this life. But the word of God reminds us in 1 Peter 5 to cast all our cares on him, for he cares for us. When we cast our cares on Jesus, then we will be able to live this life with joy and peace because we are not burdened down with the cares of this life. But he's calling us to cast our cares, cast it on him, and remember what his word had said to us. So let us have the word of God in our hearts and remember what Jesus has called us to do. Take our burdens to him. Psalm 119 verse 110 said, The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. And what he is saying here, the wicked has set a trap for me. Still I have not forsaken your rules. Many times, we will have a lot of traps that are being set for us. But in everything, let us not forsake the word of God. Let us not turn from the word of God. But let us remember that Jesus Christ is our strong deliverer, and he's able to deliver us from any situation. Psalm 119 verse 111 said, "Your testimony I have taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Your words have become my inheritance forever, for they make my heart glad." And many times we are looking for physical inheritance, and that sometimes make our hearts happy. But look on what the word of God says. It is your word. Your word have become my inheritance. Your word is a treasure for me. For your words make my heart glad. And it is only the word of God that can bring true gladness, true joy to us. The word of God reminds us that in his presence, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Jesus Christ himself is the word. And if he is our inheritance, if he is our reward, then our hearts will be glad. So we want to have the Lord in our hearts. We want to be close to him. We want to be in that close fellowship with him. So we will have that joy and that gladness in our hearts. Verse 112 of Psalm 119, "I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end." What the psalmist was saying here, I have purpose in my heart to live by your words forever to the end of time. We have to have a made up mind. We have to purpose in our hearts to live by God's words forever. It's not sometimes. It's a continuous lifestyle that we need to live by the word of God forever to the very end of time. And let us remember that we are not alone. We have help. The Holy Spirit is here to help us to live the word. And we can call upon him at any time for help. So we need to just be close to the Lord, close to his word, and allow his word to be in us. All the time, not sometimes, but all the time. We're going on to the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which heads the next 8 verses. And this letter is Samek, and it means to lean upon, support, uphold. And the word of God is really our support. So we want to lean upon the word and allow the word to support us. Verse 113 of Psalm 119 said, "I hate the double-minded, but I love your law." I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, "We cannot serve two masters. Either we will hate one and love the other. We cannot serve God and mammon." So we cannot be double-minded in our walk with Christ. We have to choose him and him alone. So he said, "I hate the double-minded, but I love your laws. I loathe those that are of two opinions, but I love your words." So let us not be double-minded or be of two opinions, but let us love the word of God, love his laws, and be obedient to his will. Psalm 119 verse 114 said, "You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. You are my safe place. I trust in your word." And we know that Christ is our safe place. He is our hiding place. He is our shelter in the time of storm. The storms of life are raging, but he is our secret place. Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2 said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." So we want to remember that the word of the Lord, that he is our hiding place and he is our shield. Psalm 119 verse 115 said, "Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God." What the psalmist was saying is that, "Stay away from you, you workers of iniquity, for I will." He has made up in his mind to obey the words of the Lord. So we have to make up in our minds to obey God's words and not, you know, have our attention on those that are not really of God. Let us not allow evildoers to distract us, but let us have our eyes on Jesus and obey his words at all times. Psalm 119 verse 116 said, "Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope." And what the psalmist was saying there, uplift me with your word. Only the word of God can uplift us, that I may live. And don't let me be disappointed. That ashamed there means disappointed. Don't let me be disappointed in my expectation. And the word of God tells us in Romans 5:5, hope make it not ashamed. So Jesus brings no disappointment. And Jesus is our living hope. So we want to hold firmly to hope. Hold firmly to Jesus. And live each day in expectation. For whatever he promises, he surely will bring it to pass. He's God. He's not man that he should lie. All his promises are true. The word of God said all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Psalm 119 verse 117 said, "Hold me up and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually." What he was saying, lift me up, support me, Lord, and I shall be find that safety. Our safety is in Christ Jesus. Our security is in him. "And I will obey your laws, your written laws, constantly." So we want to know that God is with us and he's upholding us every step of the journey. And we, by his power, can obey his laws, can obey his words constantly. We can live each day in constant fellowship with God, obeying his words and living according to his will. Psalm 119 verse 118 said, "You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood." What he was saying is that you turn away from all those who move away from your laws, for their deception is falsehood. So the Lord turn away from all of those who turn away from his word. Let us turn to his word. Let us hold firmly to his word and know that the Lord is on our side. He's looking out for us as we continue to cleave to his words and to be obedient to his words. So this psalm is all about the word of God. This psalm is just drawing us back to the word of God. This psalm is telling us that without the word of God, we have no support. We have no security. So this psalm is just reminding us to hold firmly to the word and to walk in obedience to the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 119 said, "You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies." What he was saying, you vanish the wicked of the earth like waste. "Therefore, I love your words." So we have to come to understand that the Lord will take care of the enemies. So we don't have to be going about trying to fight enemies and trying to fight our own battles. The Lord takes care of them. When we look at Psalm 37, verse 1 and 2, it said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off, cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb." So let us not waste our time worrying ourselves over those that are doing evil. But let us know that the Lord will take care of them in his time. Verse 120 of Psalm 119 said, "My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I'm afraid of your just judgments." This, what he was saying, I shake in humble reverence of who you are. And when we come to understand who God is, we stand in awe of him daily. We shake when we hear of his word. We tremble at his mighty presence. I shake in humble reverence of who you are, and I fear your justice. So let us walk each day knowing that God is to be reverenced, he is to be praised, and he is to be feared, because he alone deserves glory, honor, and praise. We continue in Psalm 119, and we are now on the Hebrew letter, the Ayin, which is the 16th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And this letter, Ayin, means I. The Ayin has to do with vision and bringing forth lights that are hidden. Verse 121 of Psalm 119 said, I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. What the psalmist was saying, I have practiced justice and right living. Do not leave me in the hands of my oppressors. And we know that Christ Jesus came. And when he came, his words tell us that he comes to set captives free. He comes to open prison doors and to make the blind see. So we know that Christ came and he has already done the work for us. So we must just rest in what he has already done for us. And we can turn to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, and read what the word of God says here about Jesus. He said, he came into the temple, but verse 17 said, and they delivered the book of the prophet Isaiah to him to read. And verse 18 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. So Jesus has come, and he came, and those who put their trust in him can now be free from the hands of the oppressors, because Jesus Christ has set us free, and whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Psalm 119, verse 122, he said, be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. Be my guarantor always. Be there as my surety always, and do not allow the proud to oppress me. And the word of God reminds us that the Holy Spirit is our guarantor. He's here and he's with us, and he will keep us to the very end. Psalm 119, verse 123 said, my eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. And what he was saying is that my eyes give way from seeking your deliverance and your righteous word. So let us continuously seek after the Lord. Let us know that his word said those who seek him wholeheartedly will find him. Let us go back to the word of God. He's calling back the church to his word. Come back to the word of God. Don't just run over it, but sit with the word and allow the word to reshape you and reform you. We have to come back to the word, come back to seeking the Lord, knowing that only through his word we can get deliverance. For his word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. So we want to allow the word of God to do the work in our lives that only the word can do. Psalm 119, verse 124. Deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. Treat your servant according to your loving kindness, and teach me your laws. We need the Lord to teach us. We can't understand the word on our own. The word of God is God breathed, and the Holy Spirit is able to teach us what he wants us to know. He's the one who revealed the word to us, who reveals Jesus to us. And when we go to him and said, Lord, I don't understand this word. Teach me your words. so I can get understanding to live your word, then he will teach us. But let us just take that time out. Let us know that it is a mandate from him for us to walk in his word, to live by his word. So we want to be intentional in going to the Lord and asking him to reveal his word to us, to teach us his word so we can live it. Psalm 119 verse 125 said, I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. The psalmist was very confident of who he is in Christ. He said, I am your servant. He was confident in his identity. We should be confident in our identity in Christ. As children of God, we should be confident and come to the Lord and say, I am your servant, because we know that we belong to him. So we should come with such confidence to him. I am your servant. Help me to understand that I may know your truth. So when we come to the Lord, he said, come confidently to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace. In time past, we could not come near, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, once we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we can now confidently come to him and say, Lord, I am your servant. Help me to understand that I may know your truth. Psalm 119, 126 said, it is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. What he was saying, Lord, take action now, for they have disregarded your law. Your words have been disregarded. And in never a time before we have seen the word of God being so disregarded in the society that we live in. But God is saying to us today, those who know the word of God, hold on to it. Those who are righteous, remain righteous. Those who are holy, remain holy. And know who you are in Christ Jesus. Hold on to the word of God. And don't be watching what others are doing and become distracted. But you hold on. Hold on to God's word. For the Lord God will act in his own time, in his due time. So we pray that many will see the need to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and not disregard his words. His words are coming from so many different avenues, but it's for us to take heed to the word of God. The word of God says in Psalm 119, verse 9, how can a young man cleanse his ways but by taking heed to the word of God? We don't want to disregard his word, but we want to take heed to his word. Psalm 119 verse 127 said, therefore, I love your commandments more than gold. Yes, than fine gold. So because of that, Lord, I love your commandments more than refined gold. Can you imagine something more precious to you than gold? God's commandment is more precious than gold. So we want to hold firmly to the word and let that word become our treasure. Psalm 119 verse 128. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false ways. All your rules of conduct pertaining to everything I consider to be right. I hate all the wrong ways. And when we know the word of God, when we know the truth, we surely will hate the false ways. So let the truth of God be in us, so we can be able to identify errors. If the truth is not in us, we can't know what is wrong. But when the truth is in us, then when the errors come, we will see and know that they are errors. So let us hold firmly to the word of God. Let us treasure the word of God. Let us allow the word of God to transform us. Let us ask the Lord to allow that word to come into our hearts, not head knowledge, but heart knowledge of who Christ is. We have come to the 17th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and this heads the next 8 verses, and that's the letter P. And P means mouth. and it refers to the power of speech. The pair teaches us to view our words as precious, as gold, not to be spilled haphazardly. So let us not use our words anyhow. Let us not be careless with our words, but use our words to the glory of God. Verse 129 of Psalm 119. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. Your words are awesome. We want to know that God's words are awesome. Your words are awesome. Therefore, my soul, and that soul is our mind, our emotion, our will obey them. We want our soul to obey the word of God so that whatever actions we take will be in alignment with the word of God. Verse 130 of Psalm 119. The entrance of your words give light. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. The entrance of your word brings illumination. When the word of God comes to our hearts, it gives understanding to the unwise. And the word of God reminds us that God is calling the simple to wisdom. Wisdom is always calling. How long, you simple ones, will you be simple? Come to wisdom. Christ himself is our wisdom. And he's calling us to wisdom, calling us to his word. And when we are filled up with the word of God, we become wise. So we want to allow the word of God to illuminate our hearts so that we can have the understanding and become wise people who are walking in the fear of God. So the psalmist cried out, give me understanding, because your word gives understanding to the simple. And we don't want to continue to be simple, but we want to be people of wisdom. God's people should be people of wisdom because we serve an all-wise God. Psalm 119 verse 131 says, I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for your commandment. He was saying, I gasp with longing for your words. And when we truly are yearning for God, it's like we are gasping like the deer, as the word of God says in Psalm 42. As the deer panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? So we should be panting daily, gasping with longing for the word of God. We should long for his commandment, long for his word to take hold of us. We should long for that word to transform us. Our desire should be to be more and more like Jesus. And when the word of God is in us, his mind is in us. And the word of God reminds us to have the mind of Christ. And when the word of God is truly in our hearts, we have the mind of Christ. So we want to ask the Lord to help us. We want to continually be hungry for more of him. For the word of God says, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. And if we come to Jesus and eat of him, he said he's the bread of life. If we eat of him, we shall not be hungry anymore. And if we come to him, we will not thirst anymore. So we want to continuously look to Jesus, run to him, eat of him, and be filled up with who he is.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.